With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The winter-weary Northeast is getting back on its feet this morning following yesterday's record-setting snowfall that paralyzed parts of the region.
Government workers and a powerful railroad snow-clearing machine named Darth Vader are scrambling to dig out the northeastern United States from a brutal snowstorm. Forecasters are warning that another storm could be right around the corner. Meteorologists are calling Monday's storm the strongest in a decade. It dumped more than 2 feet of snow, canceling thousands of flights. Now, roads are beginning to reopen, mass transportation is coming back online, and power has returned for some of the hundreds of thousands who had lost electricity.
And correspondent Lisa Dwyer says Rhode Island hit the snowfall jackpot, more than 3 feet on the ground in Providence, 2 feet common in a lot of other places, along with fierce winds, widespread power outages, and flight delays persist. All eyes on President Trump tonight as he delivers his State of the Union speech, offering him a big stage during a crucial midterm election year.
The president plans to highlight his achievements over the past year, including a more secure southern border and passage of major tax cut legislation. He'll also be laying out his agenda for the year ahead as Republicans will try to buck the historical pattern of the president's party losing House seats in the midterms, a trend that has persisted for 8 decades.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says tonight's Democrat response to be delivered by Virginia's newly elected governor, Abigail Spanberger. Russia unleashed its military on Ukraine 4 years ago today. What some thought would be an easy and quick victory for the Russians has proven anything but. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 128. This is SRN News. Pastors and Christian activists are gearing up for a national scripture reading movement this April called America Reads the Bible. It was created by Bunny Pounds, a founder of the group Christians Engaged, who spoke with Lori Tratup of SRN News.
Well, we believe this will be the largest Bible reading event in U.S. history with the backdrop of the 250th birthday. The goal was to get Christian leaders from all spheres of influence to remind the American people that their source is the Bible. It will start April 18 with an opening celebration with cabinet members of Congress. They will be calling the nation to repentance and back to the Bible from the World Stage Theater of the Museum of the Bible. Franklin Graham will start with a welcome and end with a gospel presentation at the end of the book of Revelation.
Individuals and families can also register to participate online and in person. More information can be found at the website americareadsthebible.com. This is SRN News. Four stargazers of planetary alignment is in store this weekend.
It's what's called a planetary parade. It happens when multiple planets appear to line up in the sky at once. On Saturday, go outside about an hour after sunset and venture away from tall buildings and trees. Look to the western sky and spot Mercury, Venus, and Saturn close to the horizon. Jupiter will be higher up along with Uranus and Neptune, but those last two are only visible with binoculars and telescopes. I'm Haya Pinchwani.
An estimated 31,000 registered nurses and other frontline Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers will be returning to work after a 4-week strike in California and Hawaii demanding better wages and staffing. The union says significant movement at the bargaining table prompted an end to the walkout. More details at srnnews.com.